Hello.
Hi, Brandon. Good afternoon. This is Alex speaking from Four Spice Houses. Hi, I'm calling about your property. I received your text about that Lynchburg property that we have. Just a good time to call, or did I catch it at a bad time?
No, it's okay.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to give you an update. We're actively working on getting this deal closed at this point. Last week, Forrest, our CEO, personally went out there with his partners to assess everything. I'll be very honest with you, and I know this may not be what you wanted to hear, but the highest amount that we've been able to secure from our lending partner so far is 160K, especially after they inspected the property in person.
Okay. Well, I don't think my partner's gonna go for that. I think that we're probably to get, another option.
Sorry, Link, your line is kind of in and out.
I was just saying, I don't believe my partner's really gonna, go for that. It's obviously a lot lower than we're hoping for. Not that we want to get in there and do a bunch of remodels ourselves, but we do have that capability, and then obviously we'd be able to resell it at market value at that point. We expect would probably put us back up to netting the same amount we were looking at. So, yeah, I know. Not exactly what we were on here.
I know. I mean, I know you couldn't do that, which is why I haven't come back to you with that number. We're really working hard to get a partner higher on the deal, and it's just that, leak and damage in the basement that's really difficult. It didn't show up when we initially sent an inspection team in there, but when the contractor inspected it, they found out that, there's like just that leak really was that difficult. So,
Do you
I
know
mean,
where they found that at? Like, where in the basement there was the leak?
I don't have the pictures exactly, but maybe let me ask Forrest. That's the biggest thing really. The other renovation, like what I've said, to you last week, it's pretty manageable. Other than that, that's I'm gonna say that's the only concern. We're still trying to get a partner who can actually do the deal with us with your price, of course. So I'm just letting you know that's where we're currently at.
I mean, if you could get more information on where that leak was, I'd be interested in reviewing. If it happened to be where the basement waterproofing was performed before, it might be a situation where it's still under warranty, for instance, or I might be able to reach out to the company that did it and have them, address that aspect. I don't know. This was obviously the first, well, last week's the first I heard that there was any sort of issue like that. So,
Right.
all right.
And us too. We just we I don't know why the inspection company didn't like it didn't show up when we sent out the initial inspection company, but we also just found this out last week. So I mean
Right.
that I'm gonna coordinate with Forrest and see if he has like an idea on where it is or if he was able to take a picture. Hopefully he was able to get some pictures so we can send it to you. That's what we're currently at right now. We're still pushing though to get a lending partner that will be willing to move forward with your price. So, I think I'll be able to give you more update. Go ahead.
No, you can finish.
Yep. I mean, I'm just gonna say that. I think I'll be able to give you more update for the following days, but I'll let you know regardless today if we have like a photo of that leak from the basement.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I guess one of the biggest reasons I was reaching out is just confirming, if we're closing this month, I was less worried about getting the mortgage payment into my mortgage company. But if we're a little held up, I do want to make sure I continue making those payments. So I'll make
Okay.
sure to get that in. And just keep me posted, and I'll touch base with Dave, and so we're all on the same page.
Gotcha. I mean, if you mind me asking, let me see if I have your mortgage payment here. Do you have like what's the date, the due date for the mortgage, just for reference as well?
Well, the mortgage is always due on the first, but there's a late
Oh.
fee is assessed if it hasn't been received by the 15th. So,
Mm.
what's today? 14th, I think.
The 14th.
Yeah,
Gotcha.
I would have ate the late, and then obviously once you hit 30 days, then you're 30 days late, and like I don't really want that on my credit.
Well,
So,
right.
I was okay eating a small late fee this month, just in the interest of not having to deal with the hassle if it was going to close. But my
Gotcha.
hunch is, from what it sounds like, it's a strong likelihood it's not going to close this month, even if you are able to secure that. So I just want to make sure I get that in and avoid any complications on my end.
Well, I mean that 160K from our lending partner, that's something that we can work with our team, and that will be able to work next week, hopefully. But again, that's I know that's not the price that you are actually hoping to get with a property, but we got approved for 160K. That's going to be something that we can work on and work out and like closing hopefully next week.
Well, I will call Dave and talk to him. I don't know if I'll reach him today. It might be tomorrow before I'm able to reach him.
Okay.
But other than that, I guess just keep me posted. And if you can find out more information about that leak, I wouldn't mind chasing
Right.
that down. If it turns out to be like where they've waterproofed it before, I know the owner of the company and might be able to get it resolved that way if that's the hang up.
Great. That's good to know. I'll get that information and then I'll text it to you as soon as I have more details about it.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, I appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye.